Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Whether you come to the garden often or just once in a while, now is a great time to come out for a walk. Make your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, then grab your mask and come out into the garden. During the winter months, the bulbs below ground are already starting their journey towards spring. As you enter the garden atrium, you'll notice that what appear at first glance to be empty pots behind the pansies are now full of green shoots. These are daffodils that have popped up through the soil. They won't bloom for a few weeks yet, but if you're a frequent garden visitor, you can practically see them grow and basically watch spring arrive. Just around the corner of the entrance atrium is a wall covered with a really beautiful pink powder puff plant. This plant blooms nearly year-round and can be grown indoors as a bonsai or just kept small through pruning. In the garden, it can be used as a shrub, a small tree, or like this one, trained up against a wall to make a backdrop. It's a member of the mimosa family, and when evening comes, the leaves will fold up. A quick walk through the children's garden, and if the day is sunny and you're lucky, you might see the turtles in the pond. Then if you walk on down to the rose garden, you'll be happy to see that it's open to all again, and even though many of the roses have been pruned for the coming spring season, there are still many beautiful plants to be seen, and the rose garden is, just in its design, a very romantic walk. Along the outside path of the rose beds is a row of Gemini hybrid tea roses. These still have very beautiful blooms to enjoy, but beside the roses, there is also a bed of beautiful safari sunrise aloe just beginning to bloom. Along the back of the garden, there's a profusion of bright yellow African shrub daisies. Also in bloom just now is one of the accent trees. It's an allspice michelea, which is a member of the magnolia family. These trees are really a wonderful accent to any landscape, especially in a small yard. They only grow to about 20 feet tall and are a beautiful dark glossy green evergreen tree that can grow in full sun or part shade and will bloom through the spring and well into summer. If you continue out the back of the rose garden toward the grass garden, you'll find a newly planted area. This is another spot to watch if you visit the garden regularly, as it is freshly planted with tulip and daffodil bulbs. They're just now poking up through the ground. They will be a riot of bloom in the early spring. Hiking back up to Tram Road and turning left will take you down to the aloe collection, where there are a couple of wonderful aloes worthy of your look. The soap aloe is just blooming. You can identify it by the flat top type of flower spike. This aloe is from southern Africa, and as its name implies, the gel-like sap from its leaves will lather in water and can be used as a homeopathic remedy for many skin complaints. Also in bloom this week is the spiny aloe. Another southern African native, this aloe can grow to 6 feet tall, and while the flower spikes start out orange, the flowers actually turn yellow as they open. These should be planted back away from the walk, as the spines can easily catch on your clothing or your arms as you walk by. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.